Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. You have the words of everlasting life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he himself might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things for him, making peace by the blood of his cross. Through him, whether those on earth and those in heaven. Paul writes to the Colossians profound words about the reality of God. That the God who they knew as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that he had come into the world to save it, that he came to speak to it, to tell it the truth, to guide it, protect it, and lead it. The words of the Lord are eternal and have everlasting life. In our gospel today, a scribe of the law asks Jesus to test him, "How am I to inherit eternal life? What must I do?" And Jesus asked him back, "What do you think you should do?" And that's the question for each and every one of us. What must we do to inherit eternal life? Because each day we have challenges. Each day we find ourselves troubled, or we find ourselves in difficulties, or we find ourselves in need, or sick, or family members sick, or something. What must I do to have eternal life? And the scribe answered correctly. He was not far from the kingdom of God. He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Love of God and love of neighbor is the heart of eternal life, because it comes from the heart of God. God himself, who is love, who cares for us, who takes away our sins, who calls to us in mercy, and gives us all chance after chance after chance. How many times must I forgive? As many as 7 times? No, says the Lord. You must answer 70 times 7 times of forgiveness. Jesus says to the scribe, "You have answered correctly." But the scribe wanted to go further. "But who is my neighbor?" And then Jesus tells the story of the Good Samaritan. We know this story so well that we might forget that a Samaritan and a Jew did not like each other. That was what was so shocking about this story, that Jesus made the mortal enemy of the Jews the hero in the story. So they had to listen quite carefully, because things don't always play out the way they seem. Sometimes there are little twists in the road, twists in the story, and we get surprised. And God is the God of infinite surprise, because he can take the worst possible situations in our lives and create something good out of them. How indeed is it good that Jesus died on the cross? But not for his dying on the cross. The Father would not have raised him from the dead. And if he had not been raised from the dead, neither shall we be. We are totally dependent on God. That is why we must love him with all our heart, all our mind, all our being, and all our strength. Do we do this perfectly each day? No. Does that mean that God consigns us to terrible things and punishments because we are not able to be perfect like the Heavenly Father is perfect? No. He gives us another chance. Every time we ask for mercy, every time we say, "Lord, have mercy. Help me, Lord. I'm in a rough place. I need your forgiveness and help." He gives it. He gives it to us in the sacrament of penance. He gives us his love and mercy in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. That cross is a cross of mercy. He says, "Father, forgive them. They do not know what they do." He doesn't say, "Father, look what they did to me. Punish them. Punish them." No. He says, "Father, have mercy." The trust that Jesus had in his Father is the trust that we must also have. In the Old Testament reading, Moses says, "If only you would heed the voice of the Lord your God and keep his commandments, then you would know the love and mercy of God. For this command that I enjoin on you today is not too mysterious and remote for you. It is not up in the sky. It is not across the sea. It's very near to you." Each of us knows that the Lord is close to us. Each of us knows that we have but to ask him and he will hear us. We know that even today, as we come to this place and we offer our sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving to the Lord, that in fact he will give it to us in his own body and blood. He gives us his body and blood to eat and to drink, so that we may become his body in the world, that we might become living members of his church, that we might be with our family and friends together forever and in heaven. Let us rejoice this day as we come to his holy sacrifice, as we come to his table when we receive his love and mercy, and ask the Lord to always help us to be merciful to our friends and neighbors and to love him with our whole heart, with our whole soul, with our whole mind, and with all of our strength. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. You have the words of everlasting life.